Stanford has been sued by the national group Disability Rights Advocates on behalf of some students who believe the university hasn't properly responded to the needs of students with mental health disabilities to the degree that it's violated a number of anti-discrimination laws. Among those laws are the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act and Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act. So where do universities go from here, and how dramatic are the challenges as awareness of mental health challenges grows? To learn more, I'm joined via Skype by attorney Sandra Schuster. She's a partner at the National Center for Higher Education Risk Management. Sandra, can universities ever get ahead of the curve on mental health issues and housing in particular?
The law has been pretty straightforward since it was passed. Of course, the 504 was passed in 1973 and then the Americans with Disability Act in 1990. It's been amended a few times. It was fairly substantively amended in 2008. But it's not new information. Institutions should be aware of the fact that in 2008, with the amendments, that the list, for example, of the types of issues related to a person's mental health substantially increased as it related to protected class status. So institutions need to be paying careful attention to it and ensuring that they've got appropriate policies, that they treat every individual in the same way in terms of documentation, that they're really cautious about not regarding someone as having a disability as opposed to requesting documentation, but not shying away if someone poses an unreasonable risk of harm.
I wonder if you'd be willing to weigh in on who should be at the table for a conversation like that. When a university updates its policies on something like that, how much student input could there be? Should there be mental health advocates there?
Well, I think it's a great idea to have a mental health advocate there. If I were advising one of my clients in regards to updating their policies, it always needs to be spearheaded by the director of the Accessibility or Disability Support Services Office, who understands the protocol and the framework of serving those individuals with accessibility-related issues. I would like to and would recommend having someone there from legal counsel who would be familiar with the law and the types of frameworks for response that institutions are expected to provide for their constituents. And this is both employees as well as for students. Certainly, I don't know about a mental health advocate, but I would certainly want to have someone from either the counseling center or a trained psychologist there to provide insight and support. You know, when we start getting into the murky areas where we have individuals who have not presented to the institution as having a disability, and yet they're engaging in suicidal ideations, for example, and suddenly the institution is responding to that individual as if they have a disability, and I would want them to. I would want them to provide appropriate accommodations in that way, but those are the kind of circumstances that fall outside of that framework of the pretty rigid requiring medical documentation.
I imagine this policy would have to be so specific because there is the potential for offensive wording and there's also the potential for not looking ahead enough to what the possibilities of some mental health challenges would be.
Absolutely. It needs to be written very, very specifically. And along with that, the institution needs to put in place a grievance process so that if the accommodations that are being provided or if there are issues, for example, of an undiagnosed mental health issue that is presenting itself in behavior, how does the institution address that? And so there should be clarity related to that. And as I said, a grievance process that accompanies the accessibility services policy so that they go hand in hand in being able to serve the individuals.
And does all of that then figure into, as we're seeing more awareness of general campus safety issues, would a university then have to address to what point they might be able to ask a student to leave if there was a particular psychotic episode or if other students felt in danger? Would that have to be part of this as well?
Prior to 2011, the Americans with Disability Act under Title II indicated that if an institution wished to remove a student involuntarily for a mental health or disability-related matter, that if the student posed an unreasonable risk of harm to themselves or an unreasonable risk of harm to the health and safety of others, the institution could do that, applying what they called a direct threat test. In 2011, they removed the harm to self language. So while the institution certainly can take steps either through their student conduct process related to that individual's behavior or through a direct threat test, which is more medically focused to remove someone that poses an unreasonable risk of harm to the health or safety of others, it's not as easy when that individual poses the same level of risk of harm to themselves, because that is no longer protected by using a direct threat test standard. So institutions are faced with the conundrum, and I was thinking about the case at MIT a number of years ago where the institution worked incredibly hard to protect this young woman who was deeply depressed and suicidal, to the extent that they had people watching outside her residence hall room, and she set herself on fire and died 4 days later, and the institution was held liable for that. So institutions have to be very clear about what their standards are. You know, we're seeing, for example, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals clearly address that institutions have a special relationship with their students. And that suggests that the institutions need to go that extra step, oftentimes engaging and involving parents, as long as the parents are not the source of the issues that the student's having.
Sondra Schuster is a partner at the National Center for Higher Education Risk Management.